Okay, one Mem Aleph, Hamed Aleph, got 12 lines from the bottom. The middle word of the line says Upligi. Mem Aleph, Hamed Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom. The word starts, the word is Pligi. Now, right before this, we'll just back up for a minute. We had a statement from Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kolam Hamukdam B'Pasik Zeh Muktam Lebracha. Whatever is first in the pasuk of Eretz Chita Usar of Egefen Te'en of Rimon Eretz Zayit Shemen Udvash, that pasuk is coming to tell us an order and hierarchy in the brachas of Me'en of the Zayin species, Zayin Aminim. For example, Chita comes before Sa'ar, Geffen comes before Te'en. The whole pasuk is telling us what the order of Chashivus of the fruits are. Now that statement by Rabbi Yitzchak was pligi to Rabbi Chanan. It's pligi on with Rabbi Chanan, how he learns the pasuk. Tiyomer Rabbi Chanan, kol ha-pasuk kulo l'shi'urim ne'eman. It's coming to tell us different measurements. Let's see Rashi real quickly. U'pligi to Rabbi Chanan. Had the Rabbi Yitzchak, tiyomer ha-mukdam kodim lebracha. Rabbi Yitzchak said the pasuk is coming to tell us what's mukdam is kodim lebracha. Alma, we see that the Kara, the Pasuk of Eretz Chita, is Shvach Eretz Yisrael Ba. It's coming to tell us the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Sheyesh Ba Peirot HaChashuvim Halu. It has these very Chashuv Peirot in it. Umana Kiseida Chashivotam. And the Pasuk now comes to list them in their order of Chashivos. So that's what the Pasuk is coming. There's a specific order to the Pasuk, telling us the Chashivos of these Peirot, and the orders of their Chashivos. Upligi, Upalig, Ad Rabbi Chanan. And it's coming to be arguing on Rabbi Chanan. It's not coming to tell us the praise of the Chashivos of the Peros in the Tam. It doesn't have a specific order. It's coming to just tell us the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Sheish ba peirot sheshiuri Torah, not limbahem. It's going to tell us the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael has these peirot in them, that the Torah, the shiuri Torah, the measurements that you need for different mitzvahs in the Torah are dependent on them. Gekevan dehachihu, and since that it's for this, lo hikpi lakasuv al sidron shari bezukul l'shavim. There is no hakpara in the Torah on why there's an order. So the first sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak said that the whole pasuk is coming to tell us an order on the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, what the order of Chashivos is. The second pasuk says it has nothing to do with the order of Chashivos. It's just a stomp phrase that Eretz Yisrael has the fruits in it, that the Torah, when there's measurements in the Torah for mitzvahs, it's found in this pasuk. It's found in the fruits in Eretz Yisrael. So, Paligi de Rebbe Chanan. Now we're going to go through the whole pasuk and what shir of a mitzvah is found in it. What shir, what mitzvah do we find in it? Okay, the first one is chita, wheat. That's the first of the zayin. The Tanan, we have a mishnah dealing with a house that's a labaita manuga. This is a house that has the plague or the leprosy, however you want to translate it in English. That the Kohen saw, and the house is now, anything that goes into the house is tuma. Haniknas labayda menuga, v'kelev al ketafav, and he has his things on his shoulder, v'sandla v'tavotav v'yado, he's carrying his shoes or his ring. Hu v'hein t'meim me'ad. If you enter a house ha-menuga, there's tuma over there, anything that you, or what you're carrying, is tamei me'ad. Hayalavush kelev, if he happens to be wearing his clothes, v'sandlav, baraglav, and his shoes are on his feet, v'tavotav, v'yetzbaotav, and his ring is in his finger, hu tamei me'ad, he becomes tamei immediately, v'hein tahorim, ad sheyishav b'kedei achilas pras. They become their tahor until he's in the house, the time that it takes to eat an achilas pras, a certain amount of bread. The base we need over here, Tanan, and we learn on that what kind of achila does he have to have. It's pas chitim. It's the amount of time to eat in the chilas pas of chitin, of wheat bread, velo pasorim, and not barley bread, because then Rashi will explain why. And it has to be masiv that he's leaning the ochlin belefin, and he's eating it with a condiment. So we find, again, the Mishnah says that when someone enters a Beis HaMenuchah, if he's wearing his things, he becomes tummy immediately, and they become tummy with him. If he's carrying it, he becomes tummy immediately, and all these things that he's carrying, that he's wearing, has a din that you have to be there at least the time that it takes to eat an achila pras of wheat bread and leaning and eating with a condiment. Excuse me. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Neheh B'Divro. Yeah, the Rashi is going to exactly say what it is. Half a look. Rashi, Avayta Menuga, Kasiv, it says, in Parshas Mitzora, Avala Bayit, Yitma Ad Erev. Someone that comes into a house that has the Nega on it, he's tummy until the evening. But look at Kasiv Kivus. It doesn't say anything about Kivus Begadim. It doesn't say anything about washing his clothes. Va'ochel, Bebayit, but another pasuk says someone who eats bebayit yichabes et begadav. So in one place the Torah says when you enter a house hamenuga, you become tamei, and it doesn't make anything on begadim. But when someone eats in a house hamenuga, it says yichabes et begadav. So what do we see from there? That stam when you go in, your clothes aren't going to be tamei, but when you sit in a house, your house become, your clothes become tummy. How long do you have to sit? The time it takes to eat. Eat what? That's the measurement of chitim. The time that it takes to eat. And even if you don't eat, but we see that it's the time. How do you know if you don't eat you're going to be tummy? It says, someone is sitting, laying, or sleeping in the house, also yikavitz et begadav. So you have three psukim. One of them says that just when you enter in the house, you become tummy. It doesn't mention the clothing. And the other one says when you eat in the house, you have to wash your clothing, and the clothing becomes tummy. And the sefer says, that even if you're not eating, but you sleep in the house, you wash your clothes. From over here, we learn that the time, if you're sitting in the house for a little bit of time, the amount that it takes to eat, that's when the clothes you're wearing will become tummy. If he happens just to be carrying his things, not in the normal way of wearing it, these aren't called his begadav, or tmei miyad, it becomes tamei miyad. Even those, it enters into the house only when it's dressed on a kashu, lavish behem boyishah. When you're dressed in the clothes, do you need to stay in there a certain time period in order for it to become tamei? What's the shear? That's where we have the pasichita to come and tell us this shear. Achilas pras. How much it takes to have an achilas pras? We've had this vashi already in more vichus. Achilas pras is a chetzi kikar. It's a half a loaf. Shishir b'chachamim, that the chachamim already told us the shear. Et ha'eruv, the amount that you need for an eruv. Shehu kulei mazon shtei sudot, that is enough to eat two sudot. Vechetzav mazon sudechad. Half it is one suda, which which we say is the amount that you eat in the chilas pras. Pat chitim ne'achal maher. You eat wheat bread faster than barley bread. Umesiv. I always thought that mesiv is a relaxing, you take your time more, but Rashi's saying, derech haseiv ha-shehi ne'echelet meher. When you lean and you're eating, you eat faster. Why? Shehi pona ana va'ana. When you're sitting and leaning, you're interested in eating. You're going to eat your food. You're not looking over here, reading your newspaper. You don't have all these things over here. You eat faster. Okay. That's chita. What's the sa'ara? Now we're going to go through all the pasuk and the different shirim in the Torah that's for each type of fruit. Each type of fruit has a different shir that we find that mitzvahs are dependent on. Okay. Sa'ara, what do we find with barley? The Tanan, a Mishnah in Olos. Etzem, if you have a barley corn, the size or sorry, if you have an etzem, a bone of a dead person, the size, kisa'ara, of a barley corn, that's mitami b'maga b'masa. That you'll be mitami. If you touch a piece from that person, that's small, that's the shear, that a person becomes tame in maga or b'masa. Or if you're not touching it, but you're lifting it up, that's the size that you need. The einu mitami b'ohel. But it does not matami a person if he's under the same roof with something the size of a barley corn. So you see now a barley corn in measurements of the Torah. Rashi, einu matami b'ohel, halakha l'moshe m'sinai hu. It's halakha l'moshe m'sinai. That a size of a barley corn is matami in touching and lifting, but not in an ohel. Geffen, where do we find size of geffen? Where does geffen come in? K'dei revi'is yayin l'nazir. If a nazir, let's just see, Rashi will just explain it all out. K'dei revi'is yayin l'nazir, the amount of the size of a revi'is yayin for nazir to be over his nazirus, if he's achel chatzani v'zagin, for luvim, if he eats the peels or the seeds, or I guess these are the shoots, kishir revi'is yayin chayiv, that's when he's chayiv. It has to be a shir revi'is yayin. So what about, what's the difference between yayin and water? Ve'ein shir revi'is yayin revi'is mayim shavim. Not all shirim of a revi'is are equal. Wine is different than water. Lefish yayin av, wine is more thicker, it's a thicker constituency. Ve'amayim kilushin. Consistency, thank you. And wine, water is kalushim, meaning it's thinner. V'yesh b'viyas yayin yoter m'mash yesh b'viyas mayim. And wine has more in a revi'is of it than water. K'dei aminan in menachos, and Shabbos gabi revi'is tam, we find with revi'is tam, she'achal likhrot she'kin congeal. Well, the yamar al kezayis, and it still has a shear of kezayis. Mishum desamech, it's thicker. Avamidi dekalish, but something that's thinner. Lo havi revi'is didei kezayis. If it's kalush or whatever, the revi'is, not even kalush, the revi'is of it is not going to make a kezayis. So we find geffen has a shear in it. What's the shear of a te'ena? An order, when you don't have an Eruv, if you travel outside of Eruv with Achila, Rashi, Lahotza Sishabas, in regards to leaving one Rishus to another Rishus, the Tanan, Hamotzi Ochlim, Kegrogoros, Vehita Eni Yavasha. If you leave one Rishus to another Rishus with the Ochlim, that's the size of a dried fig, that is enough to be over, and that's a Te'ena Yavasha. That's going to be the second shita. But over here he's saying that this pasuk is coming to tell us that the Torah, that it's praising the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, that all the shiri Torah is found in this pasuk. So yeah, he's saying that these shirim are derived in it. So it's a pasuk. I mean, not for me if it's Lacha Moshe Sinai. What you said is the Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak that says that the pasuk is coming to tell us the ketima of brachas in a different pshat. He's going to say that these are not. Down over here. Okay, a rimon, a pomegranate, gedetnan, again, there's Masekta Kalim in dealing with Tuma, that a broken vessel does not have Tuma, it's not Makabal Tuma. So what makes something a vessel, what takes it out of the status of a vessel? You have a vessel, it has a hole in it, you can still use it. What makes it not usable? So the Mishnah says, kol kli bali bayit, anything that is a something that the owner himself made, okay? As long as the hole in it is a shear of a kerimon, until the size of a rimon, it's going to be able to be mekabel tuma. Only when it gets to the size of a rimon, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Rashi explains, nikov, there's a hole in it, kemotzi rimon. If it has a hole in it, the size that a rimon can fall out of it, it's tohar. Tohar balabayit chasim al kaleim. Because a homeowner, he cares more about his kelim, he's not going to throw it out so quickly. Hilchak, therefore, nigav kamotzi kitniot, if your vessel, your bowl, has in it the size of a hole, the size of a kitnios, Matznias leitim. He's not going to throw it out so fast. So use it for something bigger, like a zayas. Nikav kimotzi zayas, if it has a bigger hole in it, mishtamish le'aguzim, he'll use it for nuts. Nikav kimotzi aguz, but if the hole is big enough that an aguz can fall out of it, mishtamish povimonim, he'll use a rimon for it. I mean, he's not going to throw out his kalim. Once you have a kalim in your house, you're not going to throw it out so fast. Aval shel umin, if it's in a store, you're not going to buy it so fast. Okay, if it's in your house, you're not going to throw it out. But if it's a craftsman's ha'omid lin court to sell, lo ha'vishir b'haki. For sure, no one's ever going to buy it, and it loses its shame kli. But in a house, only when it has the size of a rimon in it does it lose its usefulness anymore, and now it's not called a kli. It won't be makabel tuma if it has a hole that big in it. Zayit shemen, the sheer zayit in the Torah, omer Rebbe Yossi b'Rebbe Chanina, Eretz Shekol Shi'ureya Kizayas. That's the standardized phrase. It's a land that all its Shi'uri Torah is the Kizayas. What? Kol Shi'uri Tzalkadakta? What are you going to tell me? All of them? V'ha Ikahanach Diyamam. We just said a whole bunch of other Shi'urim. How could you say all the Shi'urim? We already know that there's Shi'ur Chita and Sara and Gef and all these other things. Ela Eretz Shevov Shi'urei Kizayas. Vov are the Shi'urim of the Torah, of the mitzvahs in the Torah, is a kizayas. Rashi shavov shiuri, achilas chalev, eating chalev tam, these are yisurim in the Torah, noto pigul, these are yisurim legabe the Kohen with in the base of Migdash. I don't know why I should choose these four. There's many shiuri in the Torah. You have achilas chometz, you have all over the place kizayas. He chose these four. It's Stam of Rashi is telling us a kiddush. Okay, v'hayik, okay. Devash. Devash, Rashi says, Ha'oma b'Torah, hu devash tamarim. It's talking about tamarim. V'kotevet hi tamarim. The kotevet is a tamar. So when you have the Lashon kotevet. So what is it, devash? It's a kotevet. The kotevet agatz b'yom kippurim. When a person, chas v'shalom, eats at Yom Kippur, he's over in Isser Torah when he eats something the size of a kotevet, a tamar. Not a zayit, but a kotevet, you'll be over the issa achila on Yom Kippur, achila cheshuva. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Chanan learns the pasuk. So Rabbi Yitzchak learned the pasuk is telling us kedima in the brocha, kedima in the zayin minim itself. Rabbi Chanan is coming to tell us that it's telling us shiurim. So v'idach Rabbi Yitzchak, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Chanan? V'idach he says hani shuri behed yemiksiv. These shiurim that we just said, is it the hedya? Is it clearly written in the pasuk? No, it's a remez over there, mikazim. It's not written. Ella, really, it's midirabbanan. These shiurim are midirabbanan. Ukwa asmachta bi'alma. And the pasuk is just an asmachta, meaning the rabbanan had these shiurim, whether it's they developed themselves or it's alach l'moshe l'sinai. And they use the pasuk as an asmak to be alma. Now that they had, and they happen to say that this pasuk, oh look, all the shiurim are in this pasuk, but that the pasuk is saying it's beforeish, absolutely not. And therefore, he holds, Rabbi Yitzchak holds that the pasuk is telling us something else, that the chashivos is of the fruit, the tam of the fruit, and therefore there's a hierarchy in the order. There's a reason why the pasuk brought down in order. Rav Chisda, Rav Hamanuna, Havayatve, Bitsudasa, they were sitting and eating. Ati the Kamayu Tamri Virimone. He brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. So now what's the order of the pasuk? You have Chita Sa'ara, right? Kefet, Teina Rimon is number 5. Then it says Eretz, and you have Zayit and Tamarim. So really it should be that number 5 is the Rimon, and number 7 is the date, is the tamarim. So they brought in front of tamarim every morning. Shokel Rebbe Menuna Baruch Atamri. He made the bracha on the tamarim before the rimon. Not like the Chor, like Rebbe Yitzchak. Bereshi said it first. Amalei Rebbe Chizda, Lo Sfir Lein, Mar Lahad Yomei Rebbe Yosef, Yitim Rebbe Yitzchak. Doesn't the master hold what we said in the name of Rebbe Yosef in some states in Rebbe Yitzchak? Kol HaMukta Meposik Zeh Kodem LeBracha. Whatever takes preference in the pasuk. It takes has a you make a kedima in a bracha. Omelei, and he says a beautiful chiddush Zeh sheni l'aretz v'zeh chamitzi l'aretz. When we said the pasuk, we said eretz chita sa'ara gefen te'ena the rimon. So rimon is number five after we said the word eretz, and then we say the eretz zeitin v'dvash. It's second from the vash. And why did we have the word Devash coming and be mafsik in the bracha? To let us know that it's also k'tim in the bracha. That te'ena, tamarim is second after the word eretz, and rimon is fifth. And that's why, and that's the order of preference. He said that this comes first, it's close to the word eretz. Amale man yehevla nagri deparzla v'nishmirecha. Halavai that Hashem would give us man yehevlan, if only He would give us yehevlan us nagri deparzla, the legs of steel, of metal, that we should go after you and listen to your Torah. Okay, Rashi. Zeh sheni laretz eretz zayit shemen v'dvash, it's second. Dechtiv b'sefer adekvar, that's the second part of the pasuk. Hifsik eretz at Seder. The word Eretz is interrupting the Seder. It's coming to let us know that Zeitim and Tamarim are Cheshuvim Mite'enim V'Rimonim. It's more Cheshuv than figs and pomegranates. Sharimon Chamishi L'Eretz HaKesuva B'Rosh HaMikra U'Devash Sheni L'Eretz HaKesuva B'Sofa. Okay, so now what do you do? Oh, man yehevla nagri de parzla, ragam shal barzal, legs of steel, nishmincha, mishamshcha v'neilach acharechetamit, that we should be mishamish and go after you constantly. Halavai, such a beautiful chiddush you're saying.
Why?
Yeah?
Why did Torah have to write Eretz twice, and to write, not better write Eretz once, and write Lefiyas Fezer from the Hashem?
Ah, beautiful. It's actually machloket. What do you do if you have a zayit and chita? What do you do? Which bracha do you make? Okay, that's what Tosfot says. Since it's first in the pasuk, but there doesn't chokim on it. We showed him say that no, you make whatever you want on it. It's equal in the pasuk. He gave equal standards. So why did Hashem have to write second eretz either to tell us? You can for the second chiddush. It answers it. For the first kiddush, which we actually pass from halacha, you're right, there's a question. And I didn't get it, I don't know an answer. I looked around a little bit for it, not too much, but why is it that you have the second eretz? For the second kiddush, tell you that it's on the equal bearing of chita, you need it. They're equal over here, that's why you need a second eretz. It's always telling you there's no preference. The halacha is that there is a preference. The one that comes first, chita, is before zayit, but zayit is before sor, which I actually asked Rav Nevin saw last night. We had a klal that we mentioned in yesterday's shir, that the five mine dagon comes before the other zayit. That's the hierarchy of brachas. So according to this, zayit, if you have a sa'ora cracker and a zayit in front of you, what should take preference? The zayit. I guess we've never saw. He said, yeah. What? It's a beria also. It's a shalim, which is one of the other... But if it's meluach, it's official, it's shluka.
Right. So it's
oh, good. Because you could take the devash and the gefen, right? You have a tamara and a tamara would be also with sar. What? That's the way. That's the derech of achilas. Maybe that's the proper way of doing it. So I asked the question. He says you have to think about it. He says it could very well be, even though I told him that the Sefer Zosa bracha, one of the standard brachas in Birkas Anar, brings it down the chita first. He says you have to be ma'ayim. The sa'ara before the gefen. He brings down all the chamesh.
Well, I agree that the first segment has the chashivas over the second, so it should really be 1-2.
Yeah. So really, zayit should be before a cracker of sa'ara. Right. But they what we said yesterday, the sefer brought down that all mizonos comes before the rest of the zayin. So it's something that sarach even on this one should look into. What? That could be. Very well. Maybe that's not the ikar achila of the zayin. Okay. What to work on in the sugya?
So
for sure.
Olive or oil come before yayin.
Yeah, but the problem is, what bracha do you make on that whole sugya? What bracha? We say you make an eitz on it, but you can't drink it plain, because that's magic, the goof. If you're mixing it with something else, it's helpful to the yikra. If you have the ingra or whatever, yeah, in theory. There's what to work on. Like every sugya in Shas, once you start looking into it and asking in it, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's the beauty of our Torah. Okay, the next sugya is a very common sugya. It's the sugya of dessert. What do you do in the midst of the suda when you bring out things that are not normal to eat for the mazon of the suda? Something a little extra in the suda. It's a beautiful sugya. We're familiar with it, and there's like all sugya's complications in the actual application of it. Itmar. We have a statement. Haviu l'fenayim te'enim le'anavim. They brought before them figs and grapes. What would be the order of bracha? What would go first?
Grapes.
Okay. But we're not going into the order. Now they brought, he's in the midst, betoka suda. He's eating a suda, and now they brought out some fruit. What should you do? Omer rechuna te'onim bracha l'fenayim ve'en te'onim bracha l'achareyim. Before you bench, it needs a bracha beforehand, meaning you make your break for your eights, but you don't make an after bracha. You don't make an after bracha, you make your first bracha. Okay, Rashi. We're not talking about it's something that you're going to eat with the bread. Meaning if it's something to eat with the bread, it's tofel to the suda. It should be tofel. Rather, it's just brought something extra in the suda. Everybody would hold that if you're eating it with the bread, it's part of the etzim suda. No one argues over there that it doesn't need a bracha. It's tefela, lo the fun of lo achor, but it doesn't need a bracha before it or afterwards. Rather, there are times shabolim matik et piv. You want something sweet in your mouth at the end of the seal betoch. At the end of the suda, betocha suda, you want something a little extra, not lemazo, not to eat with the bread, but a little dessert that needs a bracha.
Yeah, it's not in the end, it's just in the middle of.
Which means in the suda, before you bench. Something to sweeten. Okay, even in the middle, which is a big problem with fruit. When you serve fruit in the beginning of the suda, they bring down, there's a machloket poskim if you bring down fruit. What are you bringing down fruit for in the suda? Is it something to fill you? Or is it something to be matik, or is it something to be mamshich, the appetite? It entices the appetite to eat more. So I put down as a machloket poskim. Grapefruits, for sure, is something for the suddits to increase your appetite. Other fruits can be filling. In the end of the suda, betocha suda, I'm understanding over here, means that you're not having it for the food's sake. It's after you eat. You want something nice and sweet in your mouth. After, before you bench, while you're in the midst of the suda, you need a bracha beforehand and not afterwards. Mevarach lifneim, the lav tefelinino. It's not tuffel to the suda. You don't need it for the suda. It's not tuffel for the bread, and therefore you have to make a bracha.
It's not dafka fruit, the ice cream.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a minute. Tololi acharei, but not afterwards. The birkat hamazon, but it putters it. Okay, Rav Sheshes is going to argue. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ta'onim Bracha Bein Lifneim Bein La'achareim. It needs a bracha beforehand and afterwards, means you have some fruit in the suda. You make your break for your eights, and you make a brain of a shots or whatever fruit. If it's since we're dealing with grapes over here, you'll say a Me'ein Gimel. She'ein Lecha Davish She'ton Bracha Lifanav Ve'ein Ton Bracha Li'achrav. There is nothing that needs a bracha beforehand and not a bracha afterwards. Elapas habar bekisnim. Oh, the famous sugya pas habar bekisnim bilvad. That's the only thing that needs a bracha beforehand and it doesn't need a bracha afterwards. What is pas habar bekisnim? Well, Sivashi lamaisa. It's a big machloket. There's three shitas in it, and we're passing like all three of them. Let's just, before we get back to dessert, let's just cover Bekitzer, Mamish Bekitzer, Habas Habar Bekitzer, this is a complicated sugya. What does Rashi say? Rashi is learning that after you finished eating and benching, that this need doesn't need a bracha achrona. Liaka chila uberkat amazon. This is according to Rashi. We said the sugya of pasul pavik isnim. That Rav Sheshet said there's only one thing that needs a bracha beforehand and not afterwards. It's pasul pavik isnim. He's talking about after the whole suda. Liaka chila uberkat amazon. Hayivagilin lahavi kisnim. They bring these kisnim. What are they? Vehem kliot. They're roasted. The fish yafin lalev. It's something that's nice for the heart. It makes a person happy. I guess that's the lashon. Kidiamin and bialma. Hani kisnim de ma'alu laliba umavini mehem pat shenamusha im kavlin. It's sweet dough. Ke'en ubliash. Shalano. That's our ublish. You know what that is? Ublish? Sounds like something. The yesha osimoto kemin tzipurin vilonot. It's something made with spices, sweetness. The oklin mehem tava mu'at. You only eat a little bit of the wheat quality of it. Umetok shenotni mehem tavlin arbe. You put a lot of sweet spices in it. Viaguzim, vishigedim. It's, there's a lot of the spices and the nuts and all the extra things, and the etzem achila of the wheat is very little. Since the wheat is so small of it, but since it's chashuv, it needs a brain name Zonos beforehand. But since there's so much of the other stuff that the majority is the sweet stuff, it doesn't need a bracha main shlosh. Midi dahavi apat ariz v'dochen. It's like the sugar we saw before with rice bread and millet bread. Taminim bepirkin betchila bereimin emezonos v'sof lo klum. You don't need anything. So it's brain apashos. So Rashi is learning hapas pekisinim is sweet dough. It's even, we're talking about after you finished eating, that's the way they did it in bench, that you only need to make a mezonos on it and not main gimel, and therefore he's cholik, saying, what do you mean? You have no such thing that doesn't need a bracha afterwards except for pasa barbikizim. So you that said you had fruit in the middle of the meal should have a bracha beforehand and afterwards. Just real quickly on hapas barbikizim, this is a very common shaila that comes up when we're eating, that there's a three-way machloket in the Rishonim, what's going on, what is this? We had Rashi that it's sweet dough. You have two other shitas. You have someone, there's a shita, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down all three, and says in order to be able to make a mezonos, in the middle of the Suda, in the midst of the Suda, you have to fill all three of these conditions. Thank you. One of them is it's dough that's filled with something sweet and delicious. One is that it's sweet dough, and the third one, it's a brittle dough, like a matzah or something. So you need all three of them, but it has to be something that's brittle, flaky. It has to be sweet. The dough has to be sweet, and it has to be filled with something. So when I was in Shir with Rav Scheinberg, when we discussed this halacha, he said, good old-fashioned American apple pie. That's what you have. It's a sweet dough, it's filled, and it's brittle on the covering on it. But he also said another thing. You've got to be very careful because we're going to see the conditions of making the bracha on it. It is something that's not coming for the suda. You're not doing it to fill. You already filled up, and you want something nice and sweet. He says, when you get that nice piece of apple pie, why are you eating it? He says, obviously, you want it. Most people eat it because of the mazon. It's fulfilling. It's actually part of the suda, a good piece of pie. So he says, unless you know that you're completely satiated and you're just eating the apple pie for it to be a little matok on your mouth, he says, then you should be very careful with even making a bracha on that. That's what he said in the shir. What? Mezonos.
Let's see what
What?
Like a klasson, which is butter in
the jar. Ah. What is that?
Whatever.
Okay. Pastry. Something like that.
I don't know.
Okay, back to dessert. That's the sugya basically of pasul pavik kisnim. It's hard to get a real case of pasul pavik kisnim, but when you do get it, you make a mezonos in your meal, even though you made hamotzi already. Okay, back to desserts. Opligi de Rebbe Chia. This is arguing with Rebbe Chia. Yom Rebbe Chia, pas poteret kol mini machel. when you eat lechem, it's potter, anything else that you eat afterwards. You don't need any brachas at all. All achila is potter. The yayin, when you make a bright pre, for me, geffen, for you, guffin, when you make a bracha on yayin, it's potter kol mine mashkin. All of the mashkin. Therefore, when you're in a kiddush, and you make the geffen, and you have a cup of soda afterwards, you don't make a shakol on the soda afterwards. This yayin is potter all mashkim afterwards. If the Vav makes the Kiddush downstairs and you're not going to drink from the grape juice, then you have to make your bracha on it because it wasn't part of you, it was just part of the Kiddush. Okay? That's what he says. And therefore, so it's pligi that you just ate your bread and now you have your other things coming afterwards. According to Rav Chiya, you don't make a bracha at all on desserts. The Hilchasa, the halacha is divine abay machmas asura. Anything that comes because of the Suda, betoch Suda, ain't turning bracha. Anything that's because of the Suda, that you're eating for the mazon aspect, in the midst of the Suda, doesn't need a bracha, lo lefnei, v'lo acharem, not before, not afterwards, v'shalom machmas asuda, if it's something extra, just to give a little sweet taste in your mouth, dessert, betoch asuda, turning bracha, before, in the midst of the Suda, needs a bracha, lefnei, v'ain, turning bracha, the achareihem. It doesn't need it. Li'achar suda, if it's after the suda, you benched and everything, toning bracha bein lefneim bein la'achareihem. Okay, Rashi is a little bit different sheet than what we're used to. Pas, poteret bein lefneim bein la'achareihem, when you eat bread, according to the sheet of Rebbe Chiya, it potters everything. But the halacha is, devarim habarim machmas asuda, lafet behem et apat. In order to eat with the bread, that's not ain't toning bracha. Da'avi lohu tefila. It's tuffel. Hilcha kol midi bein mazon bein peirot. She'aviu lelefet. Anything that you eat in the suda, whatever it is, that if it's used to eat with the bread, ain't bo bracha lo lefana v'lo liachara. Doesn't need a bracha before and afterwards. Shlo machmas asuda betoch asuda. If it's not because of the suda, in the midst of the suda, there's a very kiddush of the garaki, Rashi. Vov the Vishon Marcholik on Rashi. Kagon. What's called something that you're eating in the midst of the Suda that's not because of the etzim Suda? Daisa, a little cream of wheat. Vechein koruf, it's cabbage. Vetardin, your spinach. For my kids, right? Give them spinach. That has nothing to do with the Suda. What's something else? She'enel, that it's not to be eaten with the bread. Oboyim l'mazon l'sfer. It's not boyim. It's not coming from mazon l'sfer. Okay, we don't hold like that. That's what Rashi Sheet is. Tosfot says basically the definition of anything that comes to Mitzvah, any food that's for mazon purposes, that's for the fulfilling part of eating and filling up, that's called in the midst of the Suda. That's tuning bracha lefneihem. Anything that's not because of the Suda, according to Rashi, that will be your spinach. According to most people, will be the dessert. Most Rishonim, it's just dessert. The lav tefillin, you know, it's not tofel. The Einam Biklal Lechem. It has nothing to do with the Lechem, the Nifta Bebrocha HaMotzi. Falo Le'achareihem, and you don't make a Brocha afterwards. The meaning Mazon, you know, it's part of, it's actually part of the filling part of the Suda. Brocha Mazon, it purchases it. The Varma Regilin Levo Le'achar Suda, Kagon Peirot, Afilo, Havoy Betoche Suda Shlo Machmas Lefatan. Okay, Tunim Brocha Bein Lefneim. The lav tefillin ninu bein le'achareihem. The ain bracha mazon, but turn them to lav mizoni ninu. We paskin that you make a bracha before and not afterwards. I just saw a very interesting shaila brought up. What about cake? What bracha do you make on cake? It's something that's coming in the suda, after the suda. You're not doing it for the mazon. You want something sweet in your mouth. But no one makes a brahmi name mazonos in the midst of a suda. So really, cake is a big machloket. What's the bracha on cake? We say bread mazonos. It's a machloket if bread should be a hamotzi. Suffolk bracha, we make a mazonos. But now that you're in the midst of your suda and you have cake brought in front of you, maybe it's hamotzi. And you already parted with your first hamotzi. You can't say two hamotzis in the meal. Therefore, in the midst, that's why we don't make a bracha on bread, on cake in the middle of the meal. Because it might be hamotzi. And therefore, suffolk over there, you don't make a bracha. When it's not in the midst of the meal, it's you're just eating stam bread, it's a suffix bracha, so therefore you make the mazonos. Cake. Okay, one more piece of Gemara. Shalowit ben Zomim Ipnei Ma Amu Devarim Avarim Makmas Yisuda Betoko Yisuda Enetun In Brok Alol Lifneim Kololi Akareim. If when we say that you when food that comes in the midst of the Suda, right, for the Suda, you don't make a bracha before or afterwards, Amalaham Ha'el Upas Patoritim. He says, why do we have that? Because the bread is patrit. That's why any food that comes in the Suda, the bread took care of it, the bracha for the bread. Ihachi Yai Nabi Niftrei. If you wine, you drink in the Suda for the part of the Suda, so you make Hamotzi. Why is it that if wine is brought out, we make a bray priyagafen on it? It should also be putter in the bracha of Hamotzi. Excellent question. And the answer is Sha'ani Yayin de Garim Brochali Atzmo. Wine is different because when you have wine, it causes a bracha for itself, even if you don't want wine. For example, Rashi says, "Bekama makomot hupar comes from a varkim alav apapi shalom hayitzrikim l'shtiaso." You don't even need to drink it. For example, kiddush. Who says you wanted wine over there for kiddush? But since the wine itself comes for the kiddush, it's a special bracha. It's garm bracha li'atzmo. Hamotzi doesn't patur.